This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Homelessness is a huge issue in a lot of places in this country, nowhere more so than here in California, specifically Los Angeles County, where best official guesses are that 58,000 people, 58,000 people live on the streets or in shelters. There is a deep shortage of affordable housing here, which makes it difficult even for people who make decent money to find a place to live. And therein lies a business opportunity. Lodging entrepreneurs who've jumped in to create a new kind of housing option, temporary truck and RV rentals parked on city streets. From KPCC here in Los Angeles, Rena Palta reports.
Melody Groundflyer lives in a rented box truck that at the moment is parked in the Silver Lake neighborhood in Los Angeles.
It's kind of exciting. Like, I don't plan on doing it forever, but, you know, for now it's kind of exciting.
There's a solar panel on the roof. She has a camping stove, a cooler, and a camping toilet. When it gets hot, she puts dry ice in a bucket with an upside-down fan.
I have a gym membership, and I just shower after I work out every day.
Groundflyer, who grew up in the desert outside L.A., is now a cable technician. She makes a decent living, around $45,000 a year.
So, I mean, I don't have a minimum wage job, but it's a struggle to find a place that you can afford, you know.
She started looking on Craigslist for apartments, but one bedrooms in L.A. are expensive, and in this neighborhood go for upwards of $2,000 a month. Then she started seeing ads for RVs for a quarter the price. A couple ads felt sketchy, but then she met Russell Savala, her landlord.
And I, like, trusted him immediately. He's one of those good hippie people, I guess.
He has a growing fleet of box trucks and RVs for rent in the neighborhood that he and his business partner, an electrician, have bought for cheap and cleaned up.
This one is rented out to Nick.
This RV, parked just south of Sunset Boulevard, has one tenant so far, but he's looking for a second person to take the other bunk.
Two beds, shared living section.
The bunk in the RV goes for $200 a week. For $1,000 a month, you can get the RV to yourself. A box truck goes for $500 a month.
Which is insane, honestly. But at the same time, it's like you don't have a contract, you don't have a deposit or anything. I'm not asking for any of that stuff, so it works for some people.
And in LA's rental market, it appears to be working for more and more people. There's no way to know exactly how many of LA County's 16,000 vehicular homeless are renters, but browse the classifieds for a week and you'll find RVs to live in for rent all over the city. That's a problem, says Los Angeles police officer Sean Dinsey, who recently saw a rented RV go up in smoke.
I don't think there's a code when it comes to, you know, how they're supposed to be maintained. Who holds that person accountable for renting it?
That may change soon. L.A. City Council member Mitch Englander has proposed a motion asking the city to step in.
Do we ban them? Do we make it criminal? Do we have rules and regulations? We've got to have the conversation.
He says sewage is a problem, and fire, a rented RV in the San Fernando Valley, recently went up in flames.
They're not safe.
Currently, L.A. doesn't regulate the market for rental RVs, just where homeless people in cars can park. Savala moves his fleet of trucks and RVs every 72 hours to avoid tickets. He tries to do it while his tenants are at work and then texts them with the new parking spot.
Where did I park? What time was street sweeping?
Savala says he tries to be a responsible landlord and that he has fire extinguishers and smoke detectors in his rentals. And his fleet of mobile units may prove to be a wise investment. Los Angeles has an estimated shortage of 500,000 affordable rentals to meet current needs. In Los Angeles, I'm Rena Palta for Marketplace.